Spotlight. This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on significance of SIR 2.0 for voterless purification. The participants are Shekhar Iyer, senior journalist, and Deeksha Saxena, Akashvani correspondent.
Phase 2 of special intensive revision is being conducted in 9 states, namely Chhattisgarh, Goa, Gujarat, Kerala, Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan, Tamil Nadu, Uttar Pradesh and West Bengal, and 3 union territories, Andaman Nicobar, Lakshadweep and Puducherry. Out of these 9 states, the special intensive revision, which was supposed to end today, was extended in 5 states, namely Tamil Nadu, Gujarat, Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh and Uttar Pradesh, and 1 union territory, Andaman and Nicobar Islands. And this came after the request from the CEOs of these states. The objective of an intensified revision is to ensure that the names of all eligible citizens are included in the electoral roll, and it will enable them to exercise their franchisee, and no ineligible voter is included in the electoral roll. This is also the objective of the EC. To talk more about it today in this episode of Spotlight, we are joined by Mr. Shekhar Iyer. Mr. Iyer, welcome to Akashvani News.
Thank you, Diksha. Thank you.
Mr. Iyer, before we dive deep into the discussion, let's listen to what Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar had to say about the significance and need of SIR before any election in the country.
Ab phase 2 12 rajyon mein ya sangh shasit pradeshon mein aarambh hone wala hai. Kisi bhi matdata ke liye jo uski arhatae hain, वो संविधान के अनुच्छेद 326 में लिखी गई हैं, अर्थात भारत का नागरिक होना, कम से कम आयु 18 वर्ष की होना, उस विधानसभा क्षेत्र का सामान्य निवासी होना और किसी अन्य कानून से उसको डिस्क्वालीफाई न किया गया। एसआईआर की आवश्यकता के बारे में काफी चर्चा हो चुकी है, लेकिन फिर भी चुनाव आयोग एक बार आपको बताना चाहेगा कि चुनावी कानून के तहत हर चुनाव से पहले इलेक्टोरल रोल का रिविजन आवश्यक है, और या जब भी चुनाव आयोग आवश्यकता अनुसार निर्धारित करे।
So, Mr. Iyer, we heard the Chief Election Commissioner, Gyanesh Kumar, explaining the significance and the need of SIR. So, before we dive deep into the discussion, I would like you to explain what exactly SIR is and has it been conducted in the country before this?
There has been almost more than 9 times SIR has taken place, and the last was in 2003. That is at this scale. But even Telangana had a SIR before assembly elections took place. Basic idea is this is a way of a purification of the electoral rolls. In the sense, you have a summary revision which take place and the rolls are published January of every year, where new voters, that is people who have crossed the age of 18, they are made new voters. Now, in special intensive revision, the whole idea is to see that those who are dead, whose name remain in the electoral rolls, they are removed. That is one. Number two, people who have shifted out of different constituencies, because there is a constant movement of people. So that is to ensure that it is an updated electoral roll. So those who have come new, they are enumerated. New voters are so enumerated. And certain proof of staying in the constituency is also required, normally of normal stay in that constituency. The idea is to see that duplicate entries are removed. So some people have enrolled in one constituency, they have moved on to another for either they are transferred for work or otherwise. So the whole idea is whatever in an intensive revision is to ensure that all those who are eligible to vote are included and those who are not eligible to vote are excluded. So that if you keep the electoral rolls updated, then there is very little scope for impersonation or for duplicate voting. This is basically a cleanup exercise which has happened before. So there is nothing gay about it. At the same time, the Election Commission is mandated by the Constitution to ensure that only the genuine citizens of India are voters. So that means particularly in states where there has been influx of illegal migrants. So there is a special effort to see that those who have come into the state without any valid document, those who have come in illegally, they are not included in the voter list because that will vitiate the election process. So that is the basic here behind this. This has happened before and there is not much problem in this case because people have their document, necessary documents, their land holdings, their patta certificates, apart from other documents, whether it is passport or whether it is ration card or driving license or whatever.
Mr. Iyer, you very rightly explained this, that it has happened 9 times before the current time. And I would like to understand from you why at this juncture was the need felt for the special intensive revision at this scale in the entire country. And it is being carried out in phases. So we saw the first phase in Bihar and now we have 9 states and 3 UTs. So why was the need at this juncture felt to conduct this SIR?
These are the states, some of the states are going to assembly elections next year. Now, apart from just a summary revision of publication of electoral rolls in January, the Election Commission thought it fit that this exercise, and because after it was held in Bihar, and how in Bihar there was a lot of hue and cry about people would be left out, many, particularly those in the marginal sections of society, would not be able to make it. There were all kinds of fears and some allegations. But ultimately, the Bihar exercise proved that the country is ready for such a thing. Because if it can be successful in a state like Bihar, which has the challenges, several social challenges, so that exercise should be extended to all parts of the country. Because the last such major exercise was undertaken only in 2003. So Election Commission, which is empowered and mandated to conduct this exercise, decided that at least some of the states which are going to the polls, like you see, if you look at all the states that have gone, some states are going to polls in 2026, some states are going to polls in 2027, assembly elections, that is. So the whole idea is such an exercise, if it is conducted, like it was done in Telangana before the Telangana assembly elections. So the whole idea is that before the assembly election, if such an exercise can be initiated, because there has been a long gap in conducting such exercise. Now, why such a gap took place, why did not, this is another subject. But fact is that Election Commission, as mandated by the Constitution, as empowered by the Constitution, decided that it is time that there is a kind of an intensive revision of electoral rolls. Now, and this, the whole exercise itself, has booth level, actually it is done at the very booth level, at each booth level. So there is a booth level officer and all recognized political parties have booth level agents to participate in the process. They help in the enumeration of voters. And if any names are to be struck off, these booth level agents of different parties, they are very much present there. And finally, a draft list is published. Once a draft list of every booth and along with that constituency and the state is published, these agents, booth level agents, and they go to the booth level offices if there are complaints. And if there are complaints of people who have been struck off despite they being a genuine voter, then they are added. And if they are not, objections are filed. But in the Bihar also, you saw such a big exercise that there were not many objections at all, actually. In fact, that became the ground for the Supreme Court to also to ask those who are challenging the exercise, if people have been left out, where are those people? They will come and make a case, no? And in Bihar is such a politically sensitive state. Anybody who is a genuine voter, if it is left out, will raise his or her voice. But the fears were created, this is whole exercise is targeted at a particular section of voters. So particularly those belonging to marginalized section, women voters will be affected, voters belonging minority section will be affected, but which were rather given voice by opposition parties. But the same parties, their polling, their booth level agents, there is no objection in Bihar. Because this exercise happens in, it is not that the Swoboda Election Commission can struck off anybody's name. See, people can file objections. Like in a particular constituency, people can say that these people are not part of our constituency. They are no longer there. They are no longer living. But that does not mean it is immediately acted upon. That is only a first complaint. Then there is a verification process before the final draft is published. Diksha.
Mr. Iyer, before we move forward, we'll also listen to what the Chief Election Commissioner, Gyanesh Kumar, had to say. He mentioned that why SIR were necessitated in the country. Let's listen to what he said.
विगत कुछ दशकों से लगभग हर राजनीतिक पार्टी ने मतदाता सूची के शुद्ध न होने के ऊपर चुनाव आयोग को लगातार शिकायतें दी हैं। पहले सन 1951 से लेकर 2004 तक लगभग 8 बार स्पेशल इंटेंसिव रिवीजन इस देश में चुनाव आयोग ने कराया है और आखिरी इंटेंसिव रिवीजन लगभग 21 साल पहले 2002 से लेकर 2004 की मियाद में पूरा किया गया था। इस लंबे दौर में, दो दशकों से भी अधिक लंबे दौर में मतदाता सूची में कई परिवर्तन आवश्यक हो जाते हैं, जैसे कि भारत की विकास गाथा के साथ साथ लोगों का माइग्रेशन, माइग्रेशन के साथ साथ कई बार उनका वोट पुरानी जगह भी बना रह जाता है और नई जगह भी बन जाता है, अर्थात एक से ज्यादा रजिस्टर होने वाले वोटर्स, कई बार किसी की डेथ होने के बाद भी उसका नाम न हटाया जाना या गलती से किसी भी विदेशी नागरिक का नाम मतदाता सूची में आ जाना। इन चारों कारणों की वजह से चुनाव आयोग ने निर्णय लिया कि पूरे देश में चरणबद्ध तरीके से SIR कराया जाए।
Here I would like to have your comments and your idea on how the Election Commission is maintaining the sanctity of the entire process and how is it ensuring that the legitimacy of any voter is not taken away.
Chief Election Commissioner has clarified in the number of press conferences that he has held that names cannot be struck off just by the booth level officer on the basis of somebody filing a complaint or on just because that person is not found there or anything, because adequate notice is given, responses are taken, and see, polling agents of these parties know who are the voters in that particular booth. See, this is every party, every recognized party has a strong presence at the booth level. So they have those electoral lists with them, they know who voted in which election. And they will not allow any voter to be struck off like that. So there is a check and balance. And because one allegation that was made was that, you know, people were filing complaints regarding some particular list of voters and to get them removed automatically. But there is no automatic removal of names, Diksha. That let us be very clear. Names cannot be simply deleted on the basis of a complaint. Once somebody objects to say following persons are not present, then those will have to be examined. And those complaints will have to also come from people who are normally resident of that constituency. So there are certain process and procedure which is followed. Now, this time what has happened is when the SOIR exercise is undertaken, the booth level officials, they have been distributing enumeration forms. These forms are distributed at the doorstep level and it is given to everybody and then it is collected. So when they are collected, their details are taken and some documents if required are asked for. There is a process, and now in many states, see, where the deadlines have not been extended, the enumeration forms have been distributed to more than 90%, some cases 95% also. So there is an exercise, and this is a long exercise, intensive exercise. Before that, you know, mostly the state government employees are engaged, and there has been the district returning officers. They hold a training camp before the whole exercise starts. So there was no need at all to feel there is some panic thing going on, you know, that names will be just removed like that. Why should that names be removed? Because you see, this is an exercise that involves booth level officers, BLOs, as well as booth level agents. And this time what has happened is the Election Commission has adopted some methods to see that those who are dead. See, those who are dead, nowadays, you know, for the death certificate, you have to provide Aadhaar card. So there is already a system in place where one good way of identifying is those who are dead. They have already been registered as dead. So that data can also be used to remove the dead names, because there are frequent complaints, lot of allegations.
Also, lastly, I would like to understand from you, when we move towards the northeastern states, these states share a border with the neighboring countries. When will the SIR be carried out in these states, and is there a different process?
See, in Assam, you know, there is a different exercise that has been going on. Assam problem is, you know, Assam even went in for a NRC, not now. From 1955 onwards, there is a National Register of Citizens there, because Assam has been facing a lot of crisis because of influx of these illegal migrants, particularly from neighboring countries. That is a big issue. There is a big history to it. So they have a different exercise already in Assam. In other states, they are going taken up in step-by-step basis. Right now, the priority for the Election Commission is to undertake it in the states where elections are going to take place in 2026 and 2027. So whichever states are going facing election, they want to do it.
Thank you so much, Mr. Iyer, for sparing your valuable time and giving us such deep insights on this very important issue in the country. Thank you for joining us on Spotlight tonight.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You were listening to a discussion on significance of SIR 2.0 for voter list purification. The participants were Shekhar Iyer, senior journalist, and Diksha Saxena, Akashwani correspondent. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsttalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044. Spotlight.